Please stand for the opening hymn.
Teach us to number our days,
that we may get a heart of wisdom.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world,
from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You return man to dust,
and say,
for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past.
Or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away as with a flood.
And they are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning.
In the morning it flourishes and is renewed.
In the evening it fades and withers.
For we are brought to an end by your anger.
By your wrath we are dismayed.
You have set our iniquities before you.
Our secret sins in the light of your presence.
For all our days pass away under your wrath.
We bring our years to an end on the blessed side.
The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80.
Yet your skin is but a toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away.
Who considers the power of your anger
and your wrath according to the fear of you?
So teach us to number our days,
that we may get a heart of wisdom.
Return, O Lord, how long?
Have pity on your servants.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love,
that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us,
and for as many years as we have seen evil.
Let your work be shown to your servants,
and your glorious power to their children.
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us.
Yes, establish the work of our hands.
Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Teach us to number our days,
that we may get a heart of wisdom.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to John, to Jesse, and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. A reading from the Book of Lamentations, the third chapter. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, he will have compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil, and my mouth runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life,
and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the sixth chapter. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ has been raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I came that the sheep may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and hope. We confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You may be seated. I'm sure I don't have to tell any of you that John and Jesse are greatly missed. The last year, I know for Rose, and I'm sure for the rest of the family and many friends as well, has been long and hard and full of trouble.
It's a sadness.
It is a sadness, and it's been even longer and harder without John and Jesse here. But trouble and sorrow do not get the last word, and that's why we're here today. Death does not get the last word. COVID does not get the last word, but our Lord gets the final word. The Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, remains the Good Shepherd, and he has remained the Good Shepherd throughout the entire last year, and he will remain the Good Shepherd for all the years to come. He laid down his life for the sheep. This is what he says in the Gospel of John, that he laid down his life for the sheep. Laid down his life for John, for Jesse, for each and every one of you. And not only did he lay down his life, but he took his life up again. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and he conquered death, and so he gives hope to all of us as well. St. Paul reminds us in the words that we heard already, we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. What that means is this. It means that for as much power as death has, that death is not the Lord, and death is not the master, and death is not our ruler. Its power is limited, its power is finite, its power is coming to an end. No, death is not the Lord and master, but Jesus Christ is Lord. This is what John believed and confessed. This is what Jesse believed and confessed. They trusted Jesus to be their shepherd and to carry them through life, and they trusted him to be their shepherd and carry them through the valley of the shadow of death as well. And he did. Jesus was with them.
Jesus is for everyone.
He is for everybody, right? Yeah, Jesus is for you as well, bud. He loves you so much.
Jesus loves you so much. This is the way how the Bible says.
It is. This I know. The Bible tells me. Yeah, no. It's wonderful to confess that Jesus loves us. So not only did John confess this, not only did Jesse confess this, but bud, you confess this as well. That Jesus loves you and that he is your Lord. And Jesus did walk with them through life. And he did walk with them through the valley of the shadow of death. And even when you couldn't be there with them, even when you couldn't be by their side, Jesus was there. And he was with them. And now they are with him. And this is the wonderful hope that we have. We are but strangers here. Heaven is our home, which means that they are now home with our Lord. Jesus gave a wonderful promise to his sheep. He said, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. No one can snatch those who belong to Jesus out of his hands. And who belongs to Jesus? Those whose sins he has forgiven, those whose life he has joined to his own life, death, and resurrection. A great promise that not even death can snatch our loved ones away when they are in Christ. And we know that John and Jesse were and are the sheep of Jesus Christ. We know this because they were baptized into Christ, baptized into Christ's death, and baptized into his resurrection. They died with Christ when they were baptized, and they were raised to newness of life. And now they are enjoying that newness of life fully. Through baptism, we believe that they live with him, and we believe that we will also live with him as well. And we believe that when Jesus comes again in glory,
The souls that already are enjoying paradise with him will be joined to the bodies that will be raised from the dead. And we will live in his presence, body and soul, forever. We know that John and Jesse were his sheep because they received the body and blood of their shepherd, the Holy Communion. Now, I knew John a lot better than I knew Jesse, but I knew both of them through pastoral care, through serving them the Holy Communion, through shepherding them. I only met Jesse a couple of times, but I met him right here at church as he came forward to receive Holy Communion. John, I saw many times, never at church, but at the Sundial where they lived, in the hospital, in rehab center, often visiting, bringing to him the word of his good shepherd, bringing to him the body and blood of his good shepherd. You can talk to me for a second, Bob.
Right. Me and Jesse had good times with each other. We shared things with each other.
I bet you did. Yeah.
Same when we went fishing. We used to say, fisher,
fisher. Yeah. Jesus called his disciples to be fishers of men. Yeah.
This is my name, Jesse. I just went down.
Yeah.
There's something, there's a terminal outlook saying, when you think you get mad and be upset with you.
It's wonderful that you could be there for Jesse. Yeah. And Jesus, thinking of going fishing with him, Jesus was called his disciples to be fishers of men. So John and Jesse received the Holy Communion, and they knew their good shepherd Jesus. They heard his voice. They knew him through baptism. They knew him through the church. John and Jesse were wonderful, wonderful gifts to their family and their friends. Like I said, I didn't know Jesse very well, although I've heard that he even served when he was younger as an acolyte at Messiah Lutheran Church, that he was able to serve in that capacity. John, I know, had a wonderful and caring heart. There was never a time that I visited with him that he wasn't concerned about someone, a family member or a friend, or those who have mental illnesses, as they were so involved with NAMI. He also often wanted to share with me the latest Christian music that he'd been listening to and he heard. And I always knew when I went to the Sundial that I had to be careful what I was doing as I walked to the building because his video camera was always on me. There are many things that we could say about them. You are invited after the service to join downstairs, sharing some of these memories, sharing some of the joy, and sharing also the comfort as we receive some refreshments down there. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior for us and for John and for Jesse. And it is in the confidence that we have because of Jesus' death and resurrection that we can confess that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, that his mercies never come to an end, that they are new every morning. The steadfast love of the Lord did not end last May 20th. It did not cease on June 10th. But it remains true for us even now. Even as we wait quietly for the Lord's salvation, even as we wait for all of his promises to be fully unveiled and revealed, we know that the Lord is good to those who wait for him. And so we wait in trust and in hope. We wait sometimes in deep sorrow and sadness. We wait knowing that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and that he lives and reigns to all eternity, and that one day, like John and Jesse, we will see our Lord face to face, who has forgiven all our sins, who carried all our sorrows, who bore all our griefs, who died for us and rose and lives for us still. Jesus, our good shepherd, in his name, amen.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet, Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of John and Jesse, especially to Rose, Bud, Irene, Steve, and Mary Jane, and to all who mourn, comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love, Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for John and for Jesse, and for all the blessings you bestowed on them in this earthly life, from life itself to the love of those who are gathered here now, and for every gift that you gave to us through them. Grant that all of us who have loved them here may now look to Christ, that we may grasp his hands scarred for us and believe and receive his forgiveness. Give each of us grace to follow him in this life, that we may also leave this life with him and enter the paradise he even now is preparing for those who love him. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Now, Lord, you dismiss your servant in peace, as you have promised. For my eyes have seen the salvation you prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Amen. with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.